Now, we all know what it's like in school. When you're a young'un, teacher turns their back, you can't hear what they're saying, they're mumbling away. It's spitball time. Well, maybe not anymore, with some interesting new infrared technology being trialled at the Newington's Linfield Prep School. Let's talk with David Hine, the head of Newington's Prep School. He joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Hine. How are you?
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, this is technology you first saw in practice in a Melbourne school?
That's correct, yeah, about 12 months ago, actually.
What does it do?
Okay, so what it is, it's a classroom sound enhancement system. It's based on when we've just had a multi-million dollar redevelopment here at Linfield, and much of what we did was based on some work from Eric Jensen, who's one of the world's leading authorities on teaching with the brain in mind. And he's listed 10 variables that are really critical and can affect student achievement and outcomes.
Yep.
One of the high ones, of course, was optimal acoustics for listening. And research shows, for example, that a child sitting at the back of the room can sometimes only hear 70-80% of the message from the teacher. And particularly being ahead of a boys' school and the brain being wired quite differently for boys than girls.
Oh, isn't it?
Absolutely. So what we did is we launched some research into how we could maximise the listening for boys, because boys often suffer from auditory processing issues.
And in particular, if the teacher's got their back turned whilst they write on a board, if they're down showing how a demonstration of an experiment works, if they're over talking to one of the students in the class one-on-one.
Absolutely. Okay. So what we did is we invited a group called Hear and Learn to place what's called a Red Cat system into our room. The system sits about 5 or 6 feet off the ground. It's just a simple speaker box, which is about a foot and a half by a foot in dimension. It works on infrared technology. The voice of the teacher is then projected. The teacher wears a very small microphone just on their breastbone, so there's no real inconvenience for the teacher. And then the noise and the message that's conveyed from the teacher is conveyed to the whole 180 degrees of the room.
Consistently, regardless of the position or angle of the teacher.
Absolutely. So, for example, the other day we had a teacher working on the floor in a maths group. He was able to manage that class working on the floor with the maths group, even children at the back of the room who are working on a different maths activity.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because there's a lot of talk at the moment in Sydney or across Australia about technology in the classroom. At the time that they're doing the rollout of all this new stock and refurbishment as part of the stimulus package, some people are saying really fundamental things like individuals sitting at desks looking forward should be replaced by long sort of work benches where half the students would some of the time have their back to the front of the room if they're working on a project, etc. Have we moved forward a long way in the last few years about knowing the best way to educate?
Oh, I think we have, and as I said, we've based our redevelopment here very much on the latest research, particularly for boys, because we've even drilled down in our rooms, Adam, to the type of fluorescent light we've put in, because boys react to a different fluorescent light than girls.
How much does something like this infrared technology cost per classroom or per school?
Okay, so we were able to outfit our whole school, which was 10 classrooms plus a library, which is like a double classroom space, for only $25,000. So it's roughly about $2,000 per room.
Okay, and has it been in long enough yet for you to analyse and see if there's any benefits?
Absolutely. In fact, we've been quite privileged. We've had one of the producers of the system from the United States out visiting us, and he shared an interesting statistic with me. They put it in a province of Canada, in Alberta, Canada, in quite significant numbers, and they did some research. And in the first year, teacher absenteeism reduced by 34%.
Wow.
Because they weren't dealing with teachers who had like laryngitis, pharyngitis, were trying to talk over children, getting up a respiratory tract infection. In fact, our teachers have actually had to learn and train themselves to actually speak a bit quieter because of the effectiveness of the Red Cat system.
And in fact, who knows what's in those spitballs when they're being hurled around the room?
Absolutely.
Now, I'll be honest with you, David. Some people would have listened to that, and when you use the phrase, "we've been quite privileged," would have said, "quite privileged indeed. You've had a multi-million dollar redevelopment. You're putting $2,000 of technology per school." Some people would argue this is beyond the reach of a lot of schools who struggle to have even basic facilities, and in fact is this sort of technological educational advantage is only going to go to a privileged few.
Yeah, no, that's not the case at all, because there are a number of actual, for example, I understand there's a local high schools in New South Wales have implemented it. So this is not just something that an independent school can do. The effectiveness of it and the cost of it is very reasonable. In fact, any school can do it. And I know that in some schools, parents and friends associations have actually had them put into classrooms.
Okay.
It's something that the parents have run with. In fact, we've had parents here who've heard it and asked me how to access it so they can buy one for home. True story.
Oh, that'd be nice if I could just calmly be sitting in one room and saying, even at the other end of the house, just saying, Ellie, let go of your sister.
Well, you
let
can.
Go of your, as though I was there. That would
you can now, Adam.
Fascinating to hear from you, David.
Yeah,
thanks
right.
very much for your call.
All right, and thanks for your time.
David Hine there, the head of Newington's Linfield Prep School. I should point out, we actually rang him when I say thanks for your call. It wasn't as though he rang in to tell us about his new infrared technology. Interesting stuff. Our number's 1-300-222-702. What are your thoughts? Perhaps you're a teacher. Perhaps you've used that sort of technology. Perhaps you'd be desperately keen to try it out. Is David Hine realistic when he says it's within the reach of all schools? 1-300-222-702. Costs about $2,000 per room by the sound of things. Is it the sort of thing that the current rollout of infrastructure funds for schools should be aiming at? It's 14 minutes to 7.